and welcome to the program, The Official Word. Today we get the official word on the Humane Society of Independence County. Board member Scott Lancaster is with us. Good day, sir.
Good day, Gary B. Thank you for having me in today.
Yeah, you know, every time I see your last name, it takes me to Mountain View, and the pronunciation there is Lancaster, almost. I guess you're familiar.
I'm very familiar with it. I'm frequently asked if I am related to any of the Stone County Lancasters, mm-hmm. and I tell people I know that I'm not, because as a lawyer, they've never contacted me and asked for any free legal advice, and most all of my other relatives have, so we can't possibly be related.
No, there's no way.
That's right.
How in the world did the local Humane Society of Independence County, this is tremendous. You won a nationwide contest, and the prize was a Land Rover, which those things are expensive.
They're very expensive. It's a six-figure vehicle, and you know, in a way, we're still asking ourselves that same question. How in the world did the Independence County Humane Society right here in Batesville, Arkansas, win a nationwide contest against hundreds of other entries and win such a valuable prize? But tell you how we did it. We did it the same way we do everything else in this community. We did it with the support of this community. We produced an absolutely fantastic video that was a collaborative effort between our videographer at Life Plus, people from the Humane Society, State Representative Michelle Gray, who allowed us to use her property, her driveway, as an example of the rugged terrain we have to face here in Independence County. So we do this video that's absolutely awesome. It gets us in the top five, and then to win out of that top five, you have to get the most votes. Mm-hmm. And you vote daily for, it was like a 5 or 6 week period. We leaned on so many here in Independence County, our CEO group, our banks, our industries,
civic clubs,
all of those folks to vote for us and stress the importance of what this would mean to us. And in typical Independence County, Batesville, Arkansas mm-hmm. fashion, they stepped up, voted daily, supported the process. Right. And so when they announced the winner a couple of weeks ago, it was a tremendously exciting time for the folks at the shelter.
Oh, don't you know? And so you're going to put it to good use.
We're going to put it to good use. We will be taking delivery of it. In fact, we have a phone call in the morning with the Land Rover folks mm-hmm. because they're going to allow us to custom outfit it with some different options that are actually animal shelter specific and oriented. Mm-hmm. So it will be a well-used vehicle, and we'll have some opportunities with that vehicle to generate some money, such as sponsorships for logos on mm-hmm. it and advertising yeah. opportunities. So it's going to be a financially positive thing for the shelter.
And it'll be equipped, as you said. So what is this thing about dumping of cats and puppies? People doing that now? It seems like more than ever.
They are, Gary B., and that's become a real problem here in Independence County and for the shelter. We're getting more and more calls and instances of people dumping dogs and cats, just taking puppies and dumping them out and mm-hmm. in some area where they don't have any food, any water, any shelter, just abandoning them. And then we're getting word of it. We're obviously going and rescuing those dogs and cats. And, of course, that's already or that's stressing an already stressed system, but we're going to do it, and we have no choice but to do it. But we're going to start taking some more aggressive action to try to curb that. I have met with the sheriff, I have met with prosecuting attorney, and they are in agreement that they're going to aggressively investigate, arrest, and prosecute these folks. And I don't want to have to do that to anybody. I wish folks would work with us on the alternatives. There are so many viable alternatives to having to dump innocent dogs and cats like that. We have programs. We have spay-neuter programs, and, mm-hmm. and it starts with that. If you've spayed and neutered your pets, you don't end up with the puppies and kittens to have to dump in the first place. We have a very good spay-neuter
program. See, that's what amazes me. They won't take the time to go out and spay or neuter, yet they'll take the time to go off into other places and dump. Well, that, to me, you almost say, duh.
it makes no sense from that standpoint. It also makes no sense from a financial standpoint, because when you look at the minimal cost of a spay and neuter, particularly with the assistance programs that we offer at the shelter, as compared to what the fines are going to be when we prosecute those folks, there's no comparison. One of the things a lot of folks don't understand is you go out and dump a litter of dogs, cats, puppies, kittens, each one of those constitutes a separate offense. So if you dump five of them,
that's five offenses.
It's five offenses, each one of which is punishable by up to a year in jail and $1,000 fine. And so, you know, one of them in itself is far more than the cost of a spay or neuter, but you get four or five of them together. When you look at the jail time that's involved, the fines that are involved, it becomes pretty astronomical. Why in the world wouldn't that person just contact us and seek some assistance? Let us, if it's an issue with not being able to feed them, let us help you until we can place them. Let us help with a foster program. Let us help by trying to find them a home. Any alternative other than just dumping them, because when you do that, and we find out who you are, we're going to be very aggressive in the prosecution. The one that we're about to prosecute did it, unfortunately for him, on video. And so we've got him, we've got his license number, we've got his vehicle, we've got the the heartbreaking scene of the puppies running behind him as he speeds away crying and whining, just absolutely pitiful and heartbreaking to watch. And you just got to be heartless to do something like that. And, you know, the other thing folks don't understand is if you look at the statutes, after you commit your third offense of doing that, it becomes a felony. And so, you know, first of all, is it worth thousands of dollars of fines and jail time to do that instead of trying to work with us? Secondly, is it worth losing your voting privileges, your hunting rights, your right to carry a firearm, all of those things
just go along with being go along with a felony when you're found guilty.
That's right. And, you know, so we just want to try to, you know, help get the word out about that. Please think about the alternatives that are out there. And gosh, even if it's just for selfish reasons, think about the risk to yourself that you're putting yourself in by doing this, rather than reaching out and trying to get some assistance and looking for some alternatives.
It's a situation that can be avoided, no doubt about it. Boy, our time is all gone. Will you come back and visit with us again? I know there's other things we need to talk about.
Be honored to come back, and always appreciate the opportunity, Gary B.
Board member Scott Lancaster, Humane Society of Independence County. Wow. They won a Land Rover.
How about that?
Oh, my goodness.